Let's all stand and turn to song number 458. Number 458. How many of you know this song? Okay, let's give it a whirl.
I want to say a hearty good morning and a welcome to each one of you this morning. I want to greet each one of you in Jesus' name this morning. It's good to see each one of you out this morning. Welcome to our visitors and also the people that come every Sunday. It feels like this morning the house is a little more filled than it was the last couple of Sundays. So welcome, and I trust you are excited to come to the house of God this morning to worship and to see what God has in store for us this morning. Special welcome to Jake and Ada. It's good to see you here this morning, and you even got to sit on the front bench. So thank you for coming and worshiping with us this morning. And also Troy and Sherry and others who are here, welcome to our service this morning. I'm going to start. There's a fair amount of announcements, so I think we will start with that. If you open up your bulletins, I'm basically going to read off what we have in here. So if you go to the announcement section, looking ahead, just a couple of dates for you all to mark your calendars. March the 18th, we are planning for council meeting. April the 3rd, communion. And then April the 5th, we are planning for Easter sunrise service. And then April the 26th, we are planning for ordination. So make sure and jot those things down on your calendar. So you are aware of those, and also for church cleaning, I believe this week it is Conrad and Missy's turn. Looking over the rest of it here, happy birthday to Eleanor Miller. Is that Nate and Emily's daughter? Okay, happy birthday to you this week. And before we forget, we are going to ask for some volunteers to pray for our missionaries. Maybe one volunteer to contact Paul and Darlene in Belize this week. Okay, thank you, Kyrie. Okay, thanks, John. And one volunteer to contact Kyle in Belize as well. Okay, thank you for that. I am going to open it up to you. Actually, before I do that, there's a couple other things that I have jotted down here as well for this morning. If I have it correct, Thursday morning, the ladies' Bible study is here at church starting at 9 o'clock. So that pertains to the ladies here. 9:30. Okay, sorry about that. 9:30 on Thursday morning here at the church, ladies' Bible study. Next Sunday evening at 6:30 at New Life, George, if I have his name right, Dehaney, is going to be there and sharing at New Life. So they had, Moe's text Tyler and said, we are welcome to join them as well. And if I'm correct, I think George is, if I have it right, I think he was at Cornerstone School this last year at their fundraiser, and trying to think here, he did some singing. I think is he missing all of his limbs or both of his arms? Yeah, and so I'm sure if you go, you will be blessed if you go. So that's next Sunday evening at 6:30 at New Life. Okay, I think that is all I have. I will open it up for the congregation. Do any of you have announcements?
For tonight, we have, I want to thank you, Nate, for bringing his band over, and we'll be starting tonight at 6 o'clock, and the way I understand it, I think we're going to have a wonderful evening, and it's going to be a great evening, listening to good music, and just ask that you'd all come and enjoy yourselves, and bring your friends, your neighbors, family, whoever you want to come, whoever can, and we'll have snack afterwards. Starts at 6 o'clock, and yeah, everybody's welcome. Enjoy.
All right. Last Sunday, there was a $50 bill found out in the close by the mailbox. So, if you know you lost one, come see me or Dwayne. If not, we'll just put it in the offering. So, thank you.
Okay, thank you for that. Looking forward to the service this evening. I think Nate sings on the Lifeline Band, so I think it sounds like they're ready to go for this evening, and looking forward to that. And also, I forgot a special welcome to Steve and Veronica. Thank you for being here this morning and worshiping with us. It's always good to have you here with us. There is, I don't know, hopefully most of you read the quotes that Lonnie's usually put at the bottom of the bulletin. Thank you for doing that. I'm always, when I read the quote at the bottom, I'm always blessed with that. It says, this stood out to me. It says, you cannot do a kindness too soon, for you will never know when it will be too late. And I had to think of that with what happened in our community here this week again, the girl that got killed in the accident, and my mind just, I had to think, we're here 1 minute and we're gone the next minute. And along with everything that we heard this morning already, Ed talked about riches, and that stood out to me as well as I read the lesson this morning. What am I pursuing after in life? And after I'm gone, what will people remember me for? And I know that the girl that was killed, She had many friends, and I'm sure she will be greatly missed. So let's remember to pray for that family as they go through this week and the funeral and everything. So, okay, I think that's all I have for this morning. We'll ask you to stand. Tyler, if you want to come up, we'll have a word of prayer, and then we'll turn it over to Tyler. Let's pray. Father, we come before you this morning. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to meet again this morning as fellow believers, Lord, and just pray that we could use this time to encourage, to edify one another as your word tells us there in Galatians, that we are to do good unto them, especially unto those who are of the household of faith, Lord. So may we, while we are still here on this earth, be a blessing. May we be an encouragement one to another as we go throughout life, Lord, and as we're once again reminded this week, we're here today, but we don't know about tomorrow. So, Lord, may we be a blessing. May we reach out to the people that we come in contact with and make a difference, Lord. As we come to you this morning, Lord, we invite your presence here with us. Pray for Brother Tyler, Lord, as he brings your word. Just fill him with your spirit, Lord. Just give him words to speak, and that we could be blessed and encouraged. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sure.